This RFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, Mai. Hi to Mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra for the spring sunshine. But as you might be able to hear today, we are out in the garden. And this is a nidra that you might consider if you're in the middle of gardening or maybe just doing anything outside and your body feels tired. And you decide that maybe it's a good idea just to lie down on the grass or the porch or the veranda and just do absolutely nothing. So you might want to arrange yourself somewhere outside where you won't get burnt in the sun, because the spring sunshine is quite hot and harsh. So you might even want to put your face in the shade of a tree and maybe have your limbs covered with clothing, but still getting that lovely warmth. And as you settle down, just feeling perhaps the dampness underneath you or the dryness. This might be the time to decide whether you need a blanket or a yoga mat or a camping roll or something that feels a little bit too damp and squelchy. And just feeling how different it is to be outside, where perhaps the ground is uneven. There is nearly always a stick or a stone sticking into your back when you decide to do a nidra outside. And that is part of the process of staying quite alert. And you might choose to keep your eyes open. And it might just feel too bright, and you might want to close them and put a hat over your head. Starting to welcome all the sounds that surround you. There's so many more sounds when you're outside, and some of these sounds might be really pleasant, like the birds singing and the bees humming. And some of them might be so pleasant, like the cars going past right now. So we're welcoming all these sounds, whether we find them pleasant or unpleasant. They're all part of what makes this experience of Yoga Nidra unique. And if you're a bit of a bird nerd, you might notice some of the different songs that you can hear at this time of year. So a few days ago, I heard the shining cuckoo for the first time this year, which is always the sign that spring is really here. And just noticing if there's anything that you could do that could possibly make this feel more comfortable, whether that's moving your limbs, whether it's rolling over onto your side or even onto your tummy. Maybe if you need a cushion or a rolled up towel or something for your head. And feeling into all the places where you can feel your body touching the earth. And this is so much more direct when we're outside. Maybe you can feel grass between your toes. Maybe you can feel all the curves of the earth beneath you. And there's a much more sensory experience of the smell. So perhaps you can smell all the different fragrances of blooms. Maybe you can smell the grass pollen. I do hope you don't have hay fever. And maybe you know these smells. Maybe you can name these smells. Like I can smell the angelica blossoms right above my head and the very earliest roses. Maybe there's a strange and unusual smell. Something that's new to you. And there might be unpleasant smells too. Maybe you're like me and you've just been spreading some horse poo and some compost. That's adding to the rich tapestry of the aromas. And when we're outside, there is much more potential for interruptions like pets, children, neighbors, and in this case, a duck. A duck that wants to come and sit on the computer. So we're welcoming all these sounds, all these visitors, and all these sensations. And just seeing how it would feel to give yourself just even 10 minutes break, 10 minutes break from whatever you've been doing. So whether you've been working outside in the garden, whether you've been slaving over a hot computer, whether you're studying for exams, whether you're working from home or in the office, or whether you're just taking 10 minutes from caring for others. Knowing that these 10 minutes are completely and utterly yours. This is your practice of yoga nidra, and you might simply fall asleep. You might stay wide awake, or you might drift in and out. And just knowing that you can't do anything wrong because you're not doing anything at all. And see if you can feel the weight of your head being supported by Papa Tuanuku. Maybe your shoulders, your upper arms, all being held all cozy. Maybe you can feel her holding your elbows and your forearms and your wrists. Maybe you can feel between your fingers the earth beneath. Maybe you can feel grasses or plants or just the dampness of the earth between your fingers, between your thumb and your first finger, your middle finger and ring finger, and your little fingers. Just feeling that those fingers can let down and let go because there's nothing to be holding, there's nothing to be lifting. There's nothing to be digging, wheelbarrowing, typing, hanging out, washing, or any of those things. Perhaps a big sigh out as you have that realization that just for this time, there is absolutely nothing expected of you. And perhaps feeling down through your back now, through the upper part of your back, through the middle part of your back, and down all the way down into your tailbone, and perhaps noticing that you're really not on a flat surface. In fact, you're not on a surface at all. You're on a living, breathing entity, this earth. And maybe you're on a bit of a slope. Maybe it feels like everything's flowing downhill. Maybe it feels like you need to move, so just knowing you can shuffle around and get a bit more comfortable. And then feeling gravity pulling down on your buttocks and your hips, and down on your thighs and your knees, pulling down on your calves and your shins, your heels and your ankles. Maybe you can feel the earth, the grass around your feet, between your toes. Just noticing that it feels damp, very warm. Just feeling that you can soften your big toes and your second toes, third and fourth and little toes. Each and every toe, and even the spaces in between your toes, completely letting down and letting go. And seeing how that feels for the whole length of the back of your body. Simply be to be held here by Papatuanuku. Nothing to do. Nothing to say. Just to simply be. And see if you can take this as a little sense of welcome, of welcoming in the breath, welcoming in your breath in through your body, maybe feeling all the spaces in your body that move as you breathe. Maybe you can feel this through your tummy. Maybe you can feel this through your ribs. And maybe you can feel this through your chest rising and falling. Maybe you can feel it through your nostrils. All the sensations through your nostrils may be much more alive now that you're outside. Perhaps feeling as you're breathing in and breathing out. All those delicious and maybe not so delicious aromas. Perhaps you can feel all the parts of your skin that are exposed. Maybe you can feel the caress of a breeze over your skin and noticing if it feels warm or cool. Maybe it feels hot, or maybe it feels a bit bitterly cold. And just knowing you can make any adjustments you need to. And feeling this breath that just comes and goes as naturally as the sun rising at the dawn. And filling up to the peak of the midday sun where we are right now. And breathing out through the afternoon and all the way down and out into the evening. Breathing in with the dawn. All the way up to the midday sun. Breathing out down and out through the afternoon. And all the way out to the dark of the midnight. And perhaps for you, that is just the little image you need, just to watch your breath rising and falling and rising and falling. Or perhaps you might like to let your attention come to the space behind your breastbone. Just noticing what you're feeling here now. Noticing if there are any sensations arising. Maybe there are thoughts arising or memories. Maybe there are feelings. And just welcoming whatever you're noticing, whatever you're feeling, thinking, remembering. Absolutely everything is welcome here in the space of your heart. And you might simply wish to dwell here, just listening here. It's like you're listening with a deep inner ear, perhaps listening to yourself, to your intuition. Perhaps even listening to the earth beneath you through your heart space. We might like to let your awareness come all the way up to the very crown of your head. Just noticing all that you're sensing and feeling here. Perhaps you can feel the breeze through your hair. Perhaps you can feel that breeze just coming down over your forehead and swirling around in the space between your eyebrows. Maybe you can feel that little breeze drifting down over your nose and your lips and your chin and all the way down into the little dip in between your collarbones. Now you're just noticing what you can feel right now at your right shoulder. What can you sense and feel right now at your right elbow and wrist? And what can you feel at the very tip of your right thumb and first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger? Just letting your awareness flow all the way back from the very tips of your fingers and through your wrist and elbow and shoulder, and all the way back to that little dip in between your collarbones. And now noticing whatever you can feel, whatever you can feel in your left shoulder, and you feel in your left elbow and wrist. What can you feel against the very tip of your left thumb? First finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Maybe it's just a breeze. Maybe it's the tickle of some grass. Maybe there's an ant crawling over. Just noticing all the sensations. Letting that awareness travel all the way back through your wrist and elbow and shoulder. And all the way back into the space in between your collarbones. Feeling your awareness traveling all the way down to the very center of your chest. Maybe you can feel down through the back door of your heart space, in between your shoulder blades. Maybe you can feel more happening in the top of your body, on the right side of your chest, or the left side of your chest, or deep in your heart center. Maybe this awareness comes from something outside, something inside. Welcoming all the sensations that you can feel in your belly and your pelvis. And all the sensations that you can feel right now in your right foot, your right knee, and all the way down on your right ankle. And you feel right now in the very tips of your toes, your big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And even the spaces in between your toes. That awareness just traveling all the way back up through your ankle, your knee, and your hip, and all the way back to your pelvis. And then awareness exploring and noticing, curious, what can you feel now within your left hip, your left knee, your left ankle? What can you feel on your left toes, your big toe, and your second toe? And third and fourth and little toe. What can you feel in the spaces in between your toes? And then inviting your awareness to travel all the way back into your ankle and your knee and your hip, all the way into your pubic bones and through your pelvis. All the time curious, what can I feel now? What can I feel now? Here in my belly, here in my heart. What can you feel in that little space in between your collarbones? What can you feel in the space in between your eyebrows? And turning your awareness inwards, deep inwards. It's like you're here deep within your body, sensing and feeling, and perhaps you can feel the pull of gravity down through the back of your body. Maybe you can feel the dampness, the dryness of the earth beneath. Maybe you can feel the lumps and bumps of the earth beneath. And maybe you can feel how your body molds to the earth, or how the earth holds you, and how Papa Tuanuku holds you ever so gently. And then feeling into the front of your body or the top of your body, and feeling all the spaciousness of the points of awareness. Maybe you can feel the breeze over your skin. Maybe you can feel your clothing moving against your skin as you breathe. And just see how it feels to be outside and yet exploring inside your body. Perhaps just noticing your breath. It's like you're welcoming the outside, the atmosphere, the air that surrounds us, into the inside of your body. And as you breathe out, giving back from the inside of your body to the world at large. And perhaps realizing that there is no inside or outside, that we're all intermingling. These trees, these birds, these flowers, these bees, this duck, we're all sharing our breath. And perhaps letting that go as you continue to breathe, but perhaps welcoming all that you can hear again. What can you hear in your garden, on your balcony, in your park? And what can you hear from mine coming all the way down through the recording? Can you hear this car or that plane? Hear the birds. Perhaps taking a deeper breath in and just noticing what you can smell now, whether it's changed from when we started. And maybe taking a little yawn. Just starting to move your fingers and your toes, wrists and your ankles, and just noticing what you can feel now that you've had a little rest, maybe a little bit more open to sensation. You might like to roll over into your side and ease your way up. And just knowing that this practice of yoga nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.